Jesus Christ is the light of the world. The light no darkness can extinguish. Among those born of woman, alleluia. There is none greater than John the Baptist, alleluia. The speechless message Gabriel had spoken leaps at the Lord's word, covenant of mercy. John is the child's name, prophet of the Most High, witness to God's light. From desert quiet comes the reed unshaken, voice of the coming promised by Isaiah. Fill the deep valleys, level rugged mountains, peace for the kingdom. He cries repentance to the sinful chosen. John the Baptizer leads them through the Jordan. Water of waiting, till the fire and spirit, born of the kingdom. This humble servant, least of all the kingdom, strong with the power promised for Elijah, pours out the Spirit on the Son beloved, Lamb of the kingdom. Dominion breaks forth, radiant his favor, meeting of union, Abba, Word and Spirit. So let us praise God, labyrinth of mystery, Lord of the kingdom. John is his name. He shall drink no wine or strong drink, and many will rejoice at his birth. Servants of God, sing praise. Praise God's holy name. Bless the name of the Holy One, both now and forever. From the rising of the sun to its setting, praised be the holy name. Adonai towers above the nations. God's glory shines over the heavens. Who compares to the Holy One, who is enthroned so high, yet stoops from the heights to look down, to observe both heaven and earth. Love lifts the humble from the dust, and raises the poor from the mire, to be seated with leaders of the people, and to wear a crown of joy. The childless, no longer alone, rejoice in many children. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. John is his name. He shall drink no wine or strong drink, and many will rejoice at his birth. A reading from the first letter of Peter. Concerning this salvation, prophets who prophesied about the grace that was to be yours searched and investigated it, investigating the time and circumstances that the Spirit of Christ within them indicated when he testified in advance to the sufferings destined for Christ and the glories to follow them. It was revealed to them that they were serving not themselves but you with regard to the things that have now been announced to you by those who preached the good news to you through the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, things into which angels longed to look. The Word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
John the Baptist spoke of Adonai. Alleluia, alleluia. John the Baptist spoke of Adonai. Alleluia, alleluia. Turn your hearts to Adonai your God. Alleluia, alleluia. Glory to the Abba, and the Word, and the Holy Breath of Love. John the Baptist spoke of Adonai. Alleluia, alleluia. This child who is born to us is more than a prophet, for it is he of whom the Savior said, among those born of woman, no greater prophet has arisen than John the Baptist. My heart is radiant with the Lord. My whole being delights in God my Savior. All people now will call me blessed, for God has loved this humble handmaid. The Almighty has shown me great favor. Holy is the name, whose mercy embraces the faithful from one generation to the next. The mighty arm of God scatters the proud in their own conceit, pulls tyrants from their thrones while lifting up the lowly, fills the famished with bounty, and reveals the emptiness of riches, rescues lowly Israel, sharing such loving kindness as promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah, and their descendants forever. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. This child who is born to us is more than a prophet, for it is he of whom the Savior said, among those born of woman, no greater prophet has arisen than John the Baptist.
You call John the Baptist from his mother's womb to prepare the way of Jesus by calling people to share their possessions, to act with justice, and to treat others with respect. Help us to work for justice and thus open the way for Jesus. You call John the Baptist to live on a simple diet and close to nature in the wilderness. Help us to live more simply, so that other people and species may flourish. You call John the Baptist to challenge those who misused power and disregarded the dignity of others. Help us to speak the truth to power with love. You call John the Baptist to celebrate the conversion of hearts and the return to the heart of the Torah by baptizing people in the Jordan River. Help all those who have entered the waters of baptism to live out the faith and love they have professed. You called John the Baptist to decrease so that the Lamb of God might increase. Help us to recognize with humility and gratitude the special role each of us has in proclaiming and building your reign of justice and peace. You called John the Baptist to give testimony to you by his life and even by his death. Help us to imitate his unceasing witness to your truth and the marvelous gift of your love.
Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
We bless and thank you, O gracious God, for you raised up John the Baptist to prepare your people for the coming of Jesus, our love. Give your people joy in spirit, and guide all humanity into the ways of justice and on the paths to peace. For yours is the glory and power of love, now and forever. Amen. May the tender compassion of our God bless us and guide our feet into the ways of peace. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God. Mother of mercy, our queen, we greet you, our life, our hope, our happiness, we hail you. We call to you as Eve's own children and exiles. To you we lift our hearts in sorrow and fear, in this valley of tears. Turn then, O loving Advocate, and look with favor upon us, and after our life in exile, show us the blessed fruit of your womb, Jesus. Oh, gracious, oh, loving, oh, Virgin benign, our Mother Mary. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. Holy, mighty, and immortal God, through the working of the Holy Spirit, you prepared the body and soul of the glorious Virgin Mother Mary as a worthy dwelling for your word.
Grant that we, who celebrate her memory each evening, may, with the help of her prayers, be freed from ever-present evil and come to share the fullness of life eternal. Amen.